This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Early on the September 11th anniversary of the terrorist attacks on the United States, a rocket exploded at the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
A rocket exploded at the U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan shortly after midnight in Kabul. No injuries were reported. There was no immediate comment from Afghan officials or the NATO mission, which is near the U.S. Embassy. The attack came early on the 18th anniversary of the 9/11 attack on the United States. It was the first attack since President Donald Trump called off surprise talks between the U.S. and Taliban at Camp David over the weekend. Trump cited the death of a U.S. service member in one of two car bomb attacks last week as the reason. I'm Mike Rossia.
Meantime, after the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks on the United States created a terrorism screening database, the TSDB, that collected the names of suspected and known terrorists so they could be kept from entering the country. Recently, a U.S. federal judge ruled the list is unconstitutional. VOA's Sabah Shahan reports.
The Department of Homeland Security's terrorist watch list is believed to contain over 1 million names of foreigners and American citizens. It does not prevent individuals from boarding flights, but can impose restrictions on their travel. A group of 23 Muslim Americans sued the government over the list in April 2019. Arguing they could not adequately challenge their inclusion in the list. This month, a federal court in its ruling declared the list unconstitutional. The judge's ruling means that both the defendants and the plaintiffs must propose changes to the database program. A final ruling is expected later this month. Sabah Shahan, VOA News, Alexandria, Virginia.
As always, we'd like to invite you to join us on our website for additional news. That's voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.